Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chagigi Daf Yud Aleph, and we're talking about the eighth line with the words La'achar Yamim. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbatz Biakam Moshe Hernish Amosha Haven Aliyah. There was discussing Elisha ben Avuya, one of Meir's Rebbeim, and how he had went off, and a whole conversation that they had. So the Gemara continues La'achar Yamim. After some time, Chal Elisha got sick. Also, Amr Meir, they came and told Meir HaRabach Boish. Your Rebbe became sick. So also Boim Vakarte, he went to go visit him. Vashkechei Boish. He found that he was sick. Amr Lisa told him Lasat Chazerbach, you're not going to be Chazer B'Tshuva. Amr Lisa told him Ve'in Chazim Skablin. Tshuva, is it going to be accepted? Amalei told him. Vole King Siv doesn't say in the pasuk Tashiv Enish Adaka. I literally translate this means that you reduce a man until he's crushed. But the drasha is that a person could be shav. He can do tshuva Adaka until he dies, and as we learn Adichetuchah Shal Nefesh Mekablin, that up until the soul is crushed, meaning up till a person dies, his tshuva is going to be accepted. And Ba'ez Shav Bach Elisha. At that time, Elisha cried V'Niftar, and he passed away. Umeis and he died. And Ha'ir Meir Sameach B'Liba. Meir was happy in his heart. Va'Imer and he said, Doimishim Itach Tshuva Niftar Rebbe. It seems to be my Rebbe died through tshuva. Says the Gemara, Min the Kabrune, when they buried him, Yarda Ishmana Shemayim, fire came down from Shemayim, Vesarfas Kivroi, and burnt his kever. Now, also, Ramal Meir, they came and told their mayor, Ha Kivid Rabbach Yakid, the kever of Rabbi's burning. So, Nafak Baim Vakarte, he came and he wanted to see it, Vashche Yakid. He found that it was burning. Ma'avid, so what did he do? Nasav Golsei, he took his cloak, his garment, his coat, Uparse Aloy, and he spread it over. Amar, Rameir said, quoting a pasuk, this comes from Gil's Rus, where Bais had told Rus, Lini Alayla Vagaymer, you should wait over here, and tomorrow morning, we're going to call the Gael. He was the relative who's close in relation than Bayaz, so is really his opportunity first to be Gael, to redeem and to marry Rus, and if he does that, good. If not, then I'm going to be Gael, you says Bayaz. And Rav Meir Darsh in the Pasuk, when it says, Lini, that you should sleep, that means Ba'il Ma'azesh Adam Laila. In this world, it's like night. And the Pasuk continues, Ba'il Baiko, be in the morning, is that Ba'il Ma'abash Kulei Baiker, that's referring to the Abba, which the whole thing is morning. Then the Pasuk says, Im Yigal Eich Toiv Yigal, if he redeems you, then the good he will redeem. Zekash Barchu Shu Toiv, that's referring to Gash Barchu, who is Toiv. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem La Kov Rachma Kol Masav. In other words, if Hashem redeems you, then that's fantastic. Now going back to the pasuk, v'im lo yachpatz legalich, if he doesn't want to redeem you, ugalticha noichi chai Hashem, then I'll redeem you, chai Hashem. In other words, the mayor is saying that if Acher is not going to be redeemed, then when I get up to Shemayim, then I'm going to redeem him. What happened? V'tfayis, the fire calmed down. Now Amr Lermei, they told the mayor, in Amr Lachbahu Alma, if they tell you in that world, manat bay lemevakra, who do you want to, literally this means visit, but it means who do you want to save from Gehenim? Lavuch or l'rabach, your father or your Rebbe. So Amr Lermei told them, anamikar v'l'rebbe, first I'm going to go to my Rebbe, Ubasar Ken La'ab, but then my father. So Amr Lo, they asked him, V'sham Alach, they're going to listen to you to save Acher, Amr Lo. So he told them, V'lakein Tanina, doesn't say in Mishnah, Matzin Tikka Sefer, Ma Sefer, Tik Tfilin, Im Tfilin. Then on Shabbos, if a fire broke out, then not only are you allowed to save the Sefer Torah or Tfilin, you're also allowed to save the covering of it. And it's the same thing, Matzin Elisha Acher, B'zchus Torah, so we could save Elisha Acher. The Gemara is calling him both names. His real name was Elisha, but remember we had called him Acher, so we can save him, B'zchus, the Torah that he had. The Gemara continues, L'Acher Yom, after some time, the daughters of Acher, Elisha's daughters, came to get tzedakah. Gazer Rebbe va'amar. Rebbe was gazer and said, saying the following pasuk: Al yihiloi Moshe chased val yichon liyusaimav. He, referring to an evil person, shouldn't have anyone who gives him kindness. No one should have mercy on his orphans. Basically, he's saying that they don't get any money. So Rabbi's daughters told him, Rebbe, al tabit myself. Don't look at his deeds. How about Torah? So look at his Torah. And Boisa Shalbacher Rebbe. At that time, Rebbe cried with gazer lem shiyisparnasu. And he was gazer they should receive parnasa. Amar he said, Ma'im zesh yaga b'Torah shaloi l'shem shemayim. Just like this person, Elisha, Acher, he told in Torah, but it was Lo L'shem Shemayim. Ro Mahamid, see what he brought up. This is either referring to Rav Meir himself or it's referring to his daughters, who are very smart people. Mishu Yageb Torah L'shma. Somebody toils in Torah L'shma. Al Achaz Kama V'Kama. How much more so is going to be Zaycha to wonderful things coming from him? That's the end of the story of Acher. And now going back to what the Mishnah had told us, that a person has to be extremely careful about delving into learning and teaching things that are beyond their ability. So the Gemara tells Rav Blazer says, B'Shem Bar Sira, Puliyam Imcham Ateda. That which is Mufla, that's what's separate, it's far away from you. What can you know? What can you understand? Amuka Mishael Matachkar, that which is deeper than Sha'ol, which is usually referring to Gehenim. What are you able to look into? Bamashur Shesa is Bainain, that which you have permission to, you can look into, you can contemplate. And Lucha Isaac Ben Istaris, we have no business of dealing with anything that has to do with hidden matters. Now we're going to be taking a Pasuk in Tehillim, and we're going to see how it has to do with this topic. Rav Amarav says that the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Te'olam Nesifse Shaker, literally translated, this means that the lips that speak falsehood will be quieted. Now, what does this mean, Te'olamna? So it has three different explanations. Yisharshun, Yisparchun, Yishtatkun. Yisharshun is Lashon of Cheresh, deaf. Yisparchun means tied up or bound, and Yishtatkun means to be quieted. Now we see how we can understand all this from the word Te'olamna. So Yisharshun, what does it mean? They should become deaf. Kamadat Armor, like the Pasuk tells us, Vayam Hashem Elov, Misam Pev Gomer. Hashem said to him, this is Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, when he initially refused to go on the mission to save Klal Yisrael because he wasn't able to talk. So Hashem told him, Misam Pel Adam, who made a mouth for man, and who makes a person Elam or Cheresh, mute or deaf? Now a person who's deaf, Yosef often is not able to speak as well, because since they can't hear, they can't speak. And we see these two things being equated. Therefore, we have the word te'olamna in the pasuk, which is lashon of ilam, which literally means mute. It also can be translated as deaf. We continue with the next explanation, which we said yisparchan, that the mouth should be tied up. How do we see this? Because we know the pasuk it says, vihine nachnu ma'almim alumim, is what Yosef said in his dream, that we were bundling bundles together. The way it's translated is bundling or tying bundles. So that's the lashon in this pasuk as well, that te'olamna means to tie the person's mouth. And lastly, shtatkun, the translation that they should be silenced, kishmuy, that's the basic understanding that these people speak falsehood should be silenced. We continue with the next part of the pasuk. It tells us, hadavir sal tzadik asak, those who speak falsehood about a tzadik. What's this referring to? Hadavir sal tzadika shal oilam, dvarm shayetik mibriyosav, is referring to speaking about the tzadik of the world, meaning Hashem, words that he had withheld from his creations, meaning Hashem has held back certain things from us, and if a person speaks those out in public, that's what the pasuk is telling us is no good. Lastly, the pasuk tells us, begav of avuz, which literally means with gaiva, with arrogance, with haughtiness, and buzz is contempt. What does this teach us? Zeushim is goyal loymar, ani darsh ma'asabrashis. This is a person who becomes haughty and he says, I'm going to darshan ma'asabrashis, sover shukim goyah. He thinks that he's being mega'eh. He's glorifying Hashem, but he's not. He's actually being mevaza Hashem. And that's because since these are hidden things, they really can't fully be understood. When he tries to speak them out and explain them, he really just makes them sound even more foolish and difficult to understand. So that's a bizui of Hashem, not the other way around. The Gemara continues, and Riyasmur Khani tells us, if a person aggrandizes himself, he gets covered because of embarrassment of somebody else. He doesn't have a chelik in haba. And somebody brings covered to himself on the tab of Hashem's covered, like Kol Shekain, for sure he's going to lose his chelik in haba. Now, Maksev Asrei, what does it say in this pasuk after the one that we just quoted? Ma rav tovcha shor tzafan telurecha, how great is your goodness that you stored away for those who have year of you. What's the Joshua from here? Al yehi loy bema rav tovcha, that this person who speaks out the hidden things of Hashem, he's not going to have access to Rav Tovcha, the greatness that you have to give, which is referring to Olam Haba. We continue to discuss Ma'aseh Bereishis. Amar Levi tells us, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Kvod Elokim Hasar Dovr V'Goymer, the honor of Hashem is to hide, to conceal something. And there's a second part of the Pasuk, which we're going to quote in a minute, that seems to be a steer to the first part, and that's what the Gemara says. The first part of the Pasuk we just quoted tells us, Kvod Elokim Hasar Dovr, that's Ad Shaloi Nivra Olam. Before the world was created, the covet of Hashem is to conceal that, to hide it away, and not talk about what happened before the world was created. And then the Pasuk continues, Kvod Melachim Chakar Dovr, the honor of kings is to look into the matter. What's that referring to? Mishanivra Olam, after the world was created. So then we look into it, we analyze it, contemplate it, and speak about it. However, Amar Levi, we have another member named Rav Levi. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Hazois Yadata Mini Ad, Zois, this, which is referring to Torah, knows everything from Ad, which from since the beginning of time. Aval At, but in regards to you, meaning what you're allowed to talk about, the pasuk continues, Mini Sim Adam Ale Eretz, from when Adam was placed on the earth, which means you're not allowed to talk about from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, only from later on. Now we do something similar, Rav Yonah says, Ksiv, the pasuk tells us, Kisha al nol yom rishayin mashar ha'il fanecha, for you should be shayil, you should ask, you should inquire and look into the early days that came before you. That means you could look into it and discuss it and learn about it. Now, yachol, you might think, kadol ma'aseh bereishis, this referring to even before ma'aseh bereishis, so tam lamed, so the pasuk says, l'min hayom asher bara elokim adam al aretz, from the day that Hashem created man on the earth. Now, yachol, you might think, based off that pasuk, mishishi ve'elach, that you're only allowed to start contemplating and analyzing from the sixth day and on, because that's when man was created. So tam lamed, so the pasuk says, rishayinim, the earlier days, mashma even days before man was created, meaning from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So now we have to clarify, Achash Riba Kosov Miyat, as the pasuk makes an inclusion, has this miyot, this limitation, Hari Anul Meidim Mishishi, so we do learn something from the sixth day of creation. What is that? Ma'ashishim Yochad Shum Sheshimei Bereishis. Just like the sixth day was part of Sheshimei Bereishis, Avat, so to you, Loite Mevi Li Ella Eshu Kiyotze Bishishi, you can only bring something to me that was just similar to the sixth day, meaning anything that's part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, you're allowed to bring to me. In other words, you're allowed to learn and analyze and contemplate and speak about. Now it was before that. Yachol, you might think that leida malam malam in hashemayim malam matim in atahayim, that a person is allowed to look into and contemplate what's above the shemayim and what's below the tahayim. Tam loymer, so that the pasuk says ulam ktzeh hashemayim like ktzeh hashemayim, from one end of the heavens till the other, which means you're not to look further than the heavens, no higher and no lower and deeper. Yudal fombez on top, ela rather ad sheloy nivra olam, before the world was created, ad darish v'lib chamaskim, you could darshin and your heart will understand that. In other words, you think about it for yourself, you can contemplate it just to yourself and not beyond that, Mishanivra Olam. But once the world was created, meaning from that time period after the world was created, at hoylech v'kol chaholech misayfa olam at seifa, you could go and your voice can go from one end of the world to the other, which means once the world was created, you can contemplate and look into and learn about and teach everything from there. Now, Tony Bar Kapara, he teaches, adding on to this, when the pasuk says ulamin ayoyim, that actually tells us that you're allowed to start darshaning even from before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now, based off of that, says the Gemara, asu Rabbi Rapazi, kadol Bar Kapara, that which Rabbi Rapazi did from 3 days ago, that's just Pasuk Bar Kapara, Hidarshin Mayim Al Mayim, explaining two different waters that we had at the beginning of the world, and that's really before Ma'aseh Bereishis, so just like Bar Kapara Shita, and Umadatani Reb Chiya, that was Reb Chiya taught, Kadad Reba, that's what Reb just said before, which is the land of B from Ma'aseh Bereishis and onwards. We continue discussing the beginning of the world, Reb Yenesis B'Shem Rablevi, Beveiz Nivra Olam, the world was created with the letter Beiz. As the Pasuk says, Bereishis Bar Elikim, instead of saying Elikim Bar Bereishis, it says Bereishis Bar Elikim, so it's Mashma with a Beiz that was created. What do we learn from here? Ma Beiz Sasim called Stad V'Psuch Mitzad Echad, just like a Beiz, is closed off on all sides and it's open only on one side. That teaches us that Kachin L'Chorashus L'Dresh Ma'al Ma'al Matan Ma'al Fnim Ma'al Achar. Now, the Darshan, any of these things, what's above, what's below, what was beforehand, what's going to be afterwards, Elam Miyam Shinevra Elam V'Laba, only from when the world was created, from Bereishis and onwards, then you'll add a Darshan. Now, everyone, the Beiz, they ask the Beiz, Mi Barcha, who created you? Umar Lahan bin Akuda, he shows him within the Kuda, which literally means a dot. That's referring to the top left part of Beiz, a little tag over there, a little line coming up from it. And so use that line to show them, V'Aymer, he says, Zeshel Amalon, that which is above me, referring to Hashem. So they ask, Umashmai, what's his name? V'Umar Lahan bin Akuda Shalachrav, and he shows them the Akuda that's behind him. On the back part of the Beiz, there's like a little chupchik facing backwards, and that's pointing to the Aleph, V'Aymer, he says, Hashem Shemai, Adon Shemai, his name's Hashem, his name is Adon. Now, the Racha, another thing, V'Lam Beiz, why is the world created with a Beiz? That's because Shubil Shain Bracha, it's a Lashon of Bracha. Beiz is Bracha. And V'loi Ba'Aleph, it wasn't created with an Aleph. Shu Lashon Arira, because Aleph symbolizes Arira, curse, and we don't want the world to be created with an Aleph. Now, Amrkash Bracha, Hashem said, Eini Baris Olami El Beiz, I'm only creating my world with a Beiz. Shalai Hu Kol Baya Olam Omrim, I don't want all the people of the world to say, Hecha Olam Yachalam of Nir B'Shain Arira, how could the world stand and continue with this Lashon of Arira, El Harini Baris Ebe Beiz? I'm creating with letter Beiz, B'Shain Bracha, Lashon of Bracha, V'Ula Yamite, and perhaps it's going to be able to last. We continue discussing Ravosis B'Shain Riechanan, B'Shtei Oisai Snivu Shtei Olamais, Olam Azev Olam Abba, with two letters, two worlds were created, this world and Olam Abba. Echad Behei Ve'Echad Be'Yud, one was created with a Hei, one was created with a Yud. And Matam, what's the source for this? The Pasuk says, Kiveka Hashem Tzroi Lamim. And the Joshua is, with Ka, with Yud, and a Hei, Hashem Tzroi Lamim, Hashem formed the world. Now, Ve'Enon Yodim Ezen Nivu Behei, Ve'Ezen Mehem Nivu Be'Yud, we don't know which one was created with a Hei and which one was created with a Yud. Elam Madach Siv, only from the following Pasuk, it tells us, Ilu Toldos Shemayim Va'aretz Bibar Am, these are Toldos, the offspring and the products of Shemayim and Aretz when they were created. Now, this word Bibar Am is totally extra, it doesn't have to be said. And so the Drasha is, Behei Bar Am, they were created with the letter Hei. So we learn from here, Ava Olam Hazeh Nivra Behei, this world was created with a Hei, Ava Olam Haba Nivra B'Yod, it must be the Olam Haba was created with a Yod. Now, what do we learn from here? Mahe Pasuch Mal Maton, just like a Hei is open from below, we know that's open, it doesn't have a base like a base does, for example. Remez, that symbolizes that's a hint, Ulchol Bay Olam, for those who come to the world, Shehin Yod L'Sha'ol, that they're going to go down to the grave. Now, what else do we learn? Mahe Yeshla Nekuda Mal Malon, a Hei has this Nekuda, it has this line up above it on the top of it. We learn from here, the Mishah Shehin Yardin, that from the time that a person does go down to the grave, Hein Oilin, they already begin coming back up. In other words, they're already set up for Tchias HaMesim. What else do we learn? Mahe Pasuch Makal Tzad, just like a Hei is open on all sides, down below and to the side, because we know the left leg of the Hei doesn't connect to the top. That would be a Ches. It's totally open on the left side. What do we learn from here? Kach Pasech Pasuch Bali Tshuva, Hashem is symbolizing, shown from there, the Bali Tshuva can enter any which way they want from underneath, from the side. It's always open for them. Now, what about the Yud? Ma Yud Kafuf, just like Yud is bent over. Yud is a very small letter, and so it's considered bent over in humility. Kach Yu Kol Baya Olam Kfufin, so to all those that come to the next world, because remember, the next world was created with the Yud, so all those that come to the next world, they're going to be bent over in humility, as the Pasuk says, V'nefchu Kol Panim L'Yarakayin, and that's because when a person comes to the next world, he realizes how small he is and how great others are, so there's a lot of humility there. And Kim Shura David Kain, when David HaMelech saw this, his Chol Kaos B'Shtei Oisyos, he started praising using these two letters. What did he say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah Adi Hashem, Hallelujah Shem Hashem. That's what the word Halukah is. It's really divided into two words, Hallelujah, the Yud, and then the Hey. Another thing, Rudin Siyah, Shalom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rudin Siyah, Ask Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Ma'udin Nechsev, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? It says, Soyel Reuch HaBarabais, Bekash Shemai, Ve'ilzu Lufanov. He who rides on the highest heavens, we should praise him very greatly with his name, that is Ka, and rejoice greatly in front of him. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman told him, Eilecha Kamakam Makam, She'inu Muna Al Bia Shalai. There's no place that doesn't have somebody who's in charge of the Bia. Bia, even though it's being written as Beiz Yod Hey over here, it could also be written as Beiz Yod Yod Aleph, and that's referring to woes, complaints, challenges, difficulties. In other words, any place you go, there's always somebody whom you could address your complaints and difficulties to. It could be the Gabbai the Shul, could be somebody in the company you go to, maybe that's the HR fellow. There's always the one you can bring your difficulties to. And Umim Emuna Al Bia Shebekulam, who's the one that's in charge of all the woes of the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's him. As the Pasuk says, Beka Shemai, what's the drasha? Bia Shemai, his name is Bia, meaning we come to him, we come to Hashem with all difficulties and challenges and problems and hardships. And that's the Pasuk's telling us by Beka Shemai.
Rabbi.
However, Amar Leh, Rabbi Nasiya told him, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chalev, Darsh Kain. Rabbi Lazar, your Rebbe didn't darsh like that. Or rather, what's this referring to? Lamelch Shabana Paltan Mkaim Bivim Mkaim Ashbaz Mkaim Surayas, to a king who built his palace on a place where there's sewage and there's trash and there's terrible smells. And Mishu Bava Aimer, if someone comes along and says, Hapaltan Azub Mkaim Bivim Hu Mkaim Ashbaz Hu Mkaim Surayas Hu, this palace was built on a place where there's sewers and trash and bad smells. Ain't he Pagim? Isn't he saying something negative about the beautiful palace? Kach Mishu Aimer, same thing person says, first the world was just water and water. So raise a Pagim, for sure he's being Pagim. Another mashal, there's an orchard of a king, and there's an upper level built on top of it. All of Lahatzitz, of Aloy Liga, a person who's that upper level, maybe that's a lookout point, so he's able to view it, he's able to look, but he can't actually touch. Same thing, a person could look at the world and the creation as it being perfect, but not in the original state before it was perfect. And that's what Joshua is, and that tells us to talk about Hashem with his name, Ka, Yud Ke, meaning the current state that we understand the world, and not anything that we don't fully understand that where it might look imperfect to us. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss my Sabratius and a Machlaikas of what went before the other. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.